podcast is brought to you by Mack Weldon. If you ain't shopping at Mack Weldon, you're taking your dollars and you're trying to make them magic style back together. It ain't happening.
Bullshit.
That's a bummer.
Bullshit. This is what you're doing to America. Flushing it down the tubes. So go to Mack Weldon.
Oh, and also brought to you by SumoLounge.com and also Microsoft, who will update your computer any goddamn moment they want. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Are we allowed to say
goddamn?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're good on that. Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Excellent. I found our podcast on the Apple, on the iTunes list recently, and there wasn't an explicit sign next to it. I was like, we probably are.
Working for one?
Or yeah, what? See, we say fucks and cunts
dick
all
suck.
The time. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude.
Dick suck.
Nintendo DS, dick suck.
I want to do one. Oh, I got to think of a good one.
I had a banana today. It's so good. It's like sucking that yellow god cock.
Wow.
Chiquita dick.
Oh.
But this is kid friendly.
Pussy.
Oh, fuck, not anymore.
Oh, fuck. We just broke all the rules.
God damn it.
Oh, that's the one? You
yeah.
can't?
Yeah.
Now the kids are grown-ups.
Sorry, kids.
You gotta grow up quick.
That's like a cat, like a feline.
When you hear the word pussy, you grow up quick these days.
Theme song.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe. But I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face. What is a boy to do?
Hey! If you didn't like last week's podcast, I apologize. I tried to make it great, but I'm only one man.
Yeah.
And I've talked to these guys. They're not allowed to be boring anymore.
Sorry.
So everybody's going to be on my level this week.
Yeah.
All right. I'm okay. On the level.
Go.
I'm with you.
Hell yeah. Thank you.
I wasn't here last week. I didn't know there was a bad show about last week. I didn't know
terrible.
It wasn't
all bad.
All bad.
I feel
it
like,
was not all bad.
I feel like you prefaced it with like, hey, this is going to be a terrible show. Here's a terrible podcast.
Yeah, but yeah, that the negativity was bringing it down.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Honestly. Plant the seed.
I wouldn't have let that happen if I was here. I would have been like, no.
Planted the bad seed.
That's not for me.
And a dead plant grew.
Yeah.
Oh.
Plant the good seed.
Ooh, right. Like
and a majestic tree blossoms.
Instead of a poisonous miasma.
Yeah.
Ugh. Miasma? How do you say that?
I have no idea what you're saying, so I can't even tell you. I can't help.
Shouldn't quote stuff you don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Baby talks out of turn, gets spanked.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Wisdom.
That's Socrates.
Socrates over here. Oh, I do. Now, yeah.
That's
who I am.
Boys.
Nailed it. Cracked the code.
You are one
this
of
this guy
boys.
Finally got it right. I'm cosplaying a Socrates tonight.
Sick.
All world is dust in my hand. If you squeeze it too hard, it falls between the fingers. If you hold it softly, keep it all.
Man, I'm sorry, guys.
What happened?
Nothing.
He's going to be negative again.
Yeah.
What's going on?
No way. I'm no way returning that train around.
His Freudian, you know, speech didn't kind of pull you, uplift you?
I could cheer up Rocco
yeah,
with some philosophy.
Let's cheer him
I
up.
Need Rocco to...
The three of us together.
We need to back this up
I think the problem...
I don't know what to do.
The problem...
Back it up, because we're
this.
A little hot.
Go like this.
We're a little hot, but look, everyone just okay. Lean back in your chair.
Rocco finally...
You don't need to sit up so
he
hard.
He finally heard my waspinator that I was holding back.
I'll talk quietly.
Okay.
And he realized how fucking great I am at it, and now he's bummed out.
I'll talk quietly.
Go ahead, Derek. No. Make it cheer him up.
Yeah, the three of us need to, like, Care Bear stare our friend here, and, like...
Dude, yeah.
Get the podcast energy flowing again.
Some people have it, some people don't. The world
is a
not,
vampire.
Not everybody is equal. Some people are made better. And rules.
Are you talking about Beast Wars impressions?
Yeah. I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, mine are the best.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So why are we continuing to argue that?
Oh,
you
that's
really
what this
think
is
that?
About.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you
I supported
care?
You. Except your Waspinator is great, your Rat Trap. not so good.
My Rat Trap is perfect.
Megatron is even worse. That's your worst
Megatron
one.
Megatron is my best one.
It's your
Megatron
worst.
Is the best character. Yes.
No. That's how he talks, really? Yes.
It's quite awful.
Okay, let me try.
Megatron is the best character. Yes.
That's great, Sean.
Thank you, Kevin. Fuck yeah, dude.
I had it right the first time.
No, you sound like Megatron's mentally deficient clone.
You just have to kind of stop breathing, and then you can get Megatron out real well.
Who's seen Multiplicity with Michael Keaton? You remember how every clone gets...
I never saw that.
Every clone gets stupider the further out they are? I'm original Megatron. Rocco is first clone Megatron.
Yeah.
Sean is second clone Megatron.
Ah.
Ooh.
I don't know about that.
That
was that a part of the story that they were like further from each other?
Yeah, the more he clones himself, the worse they get.
Really?
Yeah.
It was great.
Wow. I never saw that.
It was
wanted to.
Better than Birdman.
Michael Keaton, that's what you said?
Better than Birdman. Yeah. Better than Batman.
I was thinking that's Kevin Klein, but that's not Kevin Klein.
Better than White Noise. It's Michael Keaton's best.
Yeah, remember when White Noise came out? It was like we hadn't seen Michael Keaton in a long time.
And then we didn't see him for a long time again.
Yeah.
And then he was in that. And then he was in, what was the one that, about the molestation with the priest?
I don't know. What the fuck are you talking
Spotlight?
About?
Spotlight?
He was in Spotlight too. He's written that.
Why are you all about that movie? That's weird. I thought that movie was a downer. Don't need to talk about it.
It
anymore.
Was a downer. Yay.
When was the last time? It's that one Best Picture. I still hear about a lot of the other movies that were nominated that year, but I don't hear about Spotlight anymore.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm.
It's because it was a downer. Nobody wants to talk about Spotlight. This shit's. Yeah. Downy. Yep. Downy clown ass movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway.
I think Garrett's pretty good too.
Am I just. Should I sit back? Is that. Will that solve everything?
I think it's fixed now.
Okay.
If we get back to our regular routine, I'll just join in once I'm comfortable
with
dude. Everything.
Okay.
Okay. No worries.
You guys can keep rolling. It sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
Hey, I see a meme going around. Mm-hmm. On the internet, and
yeah.
I'm fucking sick of it.
Okay.
I'm ending it now. All these people keep posting this fucking stupid meme. Actually, In-N-Out's not that good.
What?
That's yeah.
A, what?
This burger sucks, actually.
What?
Hey, to everybody who thinks In-N-Out is not that good, you're fucking wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two... It's a,
wait.
Hold on. Let me make a point, though.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna
just,
I'm gonna back it up. It's a $2.60 burger that is freshly made.
Yeah.
Sorry it's not a $9 piece of garbage pail bullshit burger from McDonald's or wherever the fuck you like to get hamburgers from.
Some White Castle bullshit.
Your argument makes no sense. Just explain to me your argument.
Well,
you can't.
There's a fine line, too, between... Here's the thing. I know there are people that will say In-N-Out is overrated.
Okay.
Now, that's different.
All right.
That's different because a lot of people will come from California and tell you you're going to eat the best thing you've ever had in your life.
Okay.
Okay, and you eat it and it's like, well, it's not that good. That's different. But when people tell me In-N-Out is
good.
Bad, what went wrong? Like, what happened to you?
Every other burger place charges you at least $7 for a hamburger that's been sitting on the damn grill for 4 days waiting for you to buy it.
Yeah.
In-N-Out is a $2 cheeseburger that is fresh.
Okay, and it always gets compared, the one that it always gets compared to is Five Guys. In-N-Out or Five Guys.
Oh.
Well, I like Five Guys burgers. They're also like
$11. Yeah, it's not the same. Real talk.
It's like,
I like Five Guys hamburgers more. They taste better. It is three times as expensive.
And it's
really
not,
is.
Yeah,
it's
really
a fucking ripoff.
If I can't get a drive-through of Five Guys, then it's not the same fucking
brand. Yeah, you got to get out of your car to get it, and you need a goddamn car loan to fucking get it.
I think the burgers
that hurts it.
Chili's are better. It's not the same fucking thing.
This is a good question, actually, for this week, people out there. Podcast question of the week. Is Five Guys fast food? And I know that sounds like, what? Yeah, well, you know, because to me, I think it is. But then it's like, I think about it, and it's like, okay, everything is not fast food prices, and there isn't a drive-thru.
Right. It's fast food,
kind of,
though.
Where does it fall in?
There's like a gray area.
I'll tell you why it's fast food.
Okay.
I'll just answer right now.
Okay.
They got a fast food menu. That's it.
You're not sitting down with handing.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing.
So, Phil's is fast food?
There is a gray area with food where it's fast food like McDonald's, and there's restaurants, and in the middle there's like the Rubio's, Five Guys,
which is
Daphne's Cafe.
It's almost like a quick service restaurant,
but it's not like more than but it's fast not food. Fast food.
Quick restaurant.
Yeah, it's a quick restaurant.
Fast food.
Quick restaurant.
Quick service restaurant is like you order it and sit down, and it's on a tray kind of thing. Is what I feel like that falls into.
A restaurant, they have a server. They have a host that seats you. They give you a menu. They say,
yeah,
I'm going to get you some water and I'll be right back to get your order.
Yeah.
That's a restaurant. If you're just walking in and saying, I want this, and then you literally stand there till they hand it to you in a bag, that's fast food.
But you don't, you come back up for it. So Phil's Barbecue is fast food? Isn't that run the exact same way?
Don't they bring you the food at Phil's Barbecue?
Nope.
No.
They hand you the beeper.
Yeah.
The beeper makes it a restaurant.
It does?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because it's not fast at that point. They're paging you.
I don't even have a side in this.
It's going to take so long to get your food. They'll page you when it's ready. That's why it's not fast food.
Yeah, and that calls out numbers. I feel like we got to get a middle ground name. I don't know what it would be, but there's definitely a...
Quick service restaurant.
Like Subway is that fast food? Because I'm not driving through that. I have to go and get out.
Yeah, Subway's fast food.
Hmm.
Yeah, it counts, I guess. That's tough. Panera has beepers, too. That's a good point.
Panera is a restaurant.
Email podcast at mega64.com.
Panera, not fast food.
With your 2 cents on that. Because this is hard. Like,
it's hard.
This may be a very difficult.
It ain't hard. Socrates knows.
I don't know. This is tricky. I played a shitload of Xenoblade Chronicles this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah.
Shit.
What?
I knew it was going to come to this.
Mm-hmm.
The game part, the game review part of our game podcast.
Yeah.
Number one gaming.
the number one gaming podcast.
Well, how was it, Rocket?
It was good. We never talked about the video we did a week ago, or maybe it's over a week at this point. We never talked about our net neutrality video.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That video was going to be another video. And then we, at the last minute, changed it to net neutrality, and I think that video turned out great. I really like that video.
Yeah, we were in the middle, totally of doing something else. And all that net neutrality shit blew up. So we tried to strike while the iron was hot.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I showed that video to my grandma. Because it really does break down what net neutrality is, I think, in a way that, like, my grandma could understand. She did not like that I said fuck at the end, but...
Oh, no.
But it got the point across, so she gets it now. So, you know.
It got reposted on Twitter in the past couple days. We put it up there, and it got retweeted by a few, like, kind of bigger people in the industry and stuff like that. And what's been funny is just the amount of responses of people who aren't watching it.
Yeah.
So every reply is like, no, don't listen to these idiots. They're wrong. Do the opposite. It's like, you have to see the video.
I mean, watch 13 seconds of the video and you get it's a joke.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of thing where a lot of times, I mean, most people, and I'm guilty of this as well, where they'll read a headline and then they have to comment on that headline. But it's like, you didn't read the article. I don't comment, for the record, but a lot of times I just read the headlines.
Like Jar Jar Binks is going to be in the next Star Wars.
Like the Jar Jar Binks thing. Variety posted that, right? Yeah, they said that Jar Jar Binks is going to be in The Last Jedi, and then so many people are pissed off.
Is he not?
It was a dumb Rickroll thing that Variety did, which is weird that they did that.
No
one clicked on it,
though. Variety Rickrolled people?
Yeah.
Like fucking 2017?
But you know what? That, to me, I laughed, because it's like, I can't believe that they did that. Like, that's... It's so fucking old and dated that the fact that they did it now is like, I think if it was me at the helm of that, I would have done that because that's fucking funny.
Variety's just fucking with people now.
Yeah, they're just fucking with people.
Variety thinks, you know what? Movies suck so bad these days. Fuck it. Rickroll.
But like,
we should start Rickroll. You can't Rickroll people anymore.
Because there's an ad.
Yeah, you got to find creative ways to Rickroll people these days. Yeah. So Variety's at the head of that.
Yeah. Whatever. People saying that wasn't actually Variety. Well, it was a good fake Variety account. I don't know.
It wasn't Variety?
I'm not looking into the depths of who Rickrolled me. I'm not doing that.
Don't read the chat. It's all bullshit.
Okay. Fair enough.
They're saying I'm not funny. That's bullshit.
Oh, they have to be watching the wrong podcast.
Yeah. What are you fucking watching? Fucking Smoshcast over there. Tune into us.
Star Wars comes out in like
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Damn. It's crazy.
You psyched?
I am excited, but it's funny. I heard about the length of it, and it made me less excited. It's 2 hours and 45 minutes.
I don't think that was true.
Oh, good. Oh, that's good.
Did you read it right?
Nothing's real anymore, people. Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Is there a runtime? Do they give that out?
No. It's over 2 hours, but...
Everything over 2 hours is just Rickroll on repeat, so... You can leave the theater at that point.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what to believe.
Is Princess Leia alive in the new Star Wars? Anybody answer that for me? Yeah, what's the deal with her?
Beckett has asked me that question so many times, and it's like, I don't have an answer.
Do they CGI her into the final scene because she was dead?
I think she found her parts.
Oh. Do they kill her on screen?
I don't know.
Because she's not in... She can't be in the next one.
Well, maybe she filmed some stuff that could be... I don't know.
Right? The actress died, so what are they going to do? Did they write her out?
They CG'd her once. They'll CG her again. Actually, they said they're not going to do that, actually. I heard.
Yeah,
but who knows that was a real story? I don't know.
What do you think?
They filmed her stuff, so yeah, I don't know.
But did they film her stuff for the third one?
No. So I don't know. They said they wouldn't CG her.
So what do you think she dies between now and the next movie?
Yeah, I think they'll pull some kind of trick like that.
Do you think she'll die on camera or off camera?
I think it'll be like, you see her and then like the ship blows up or something like that.
Oh, shit.
Like Kylo Ren.
That might be the best thing that
button.
Happened to Star Wars because they don't have her anymore. So they do that. Like, shit, we got to get rid of Princess Leia. All right, send her off on a ship and blow it up.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, fuck the Empire, the New Order, whoever the fuck they are.
Yeah.
They saboteured the ship. Then you're so angry.
They might have to pull like an Alien 3 where just in the first minute. That would be kind of a surprise, actually.
It would make the story better.
Episode 9 starts, and it's, you know, here she comes. Boom!
Yeah.
Dead. What? She's like a main character in it. Doesn't matter.
Exactly. Because
that's how cutthroat things have gotten.
They're so afraid to like have these real punches in these movies nowadays. They're forced to have a...
Take a risk.
They're forced to have a gut punch now that their actress died.
Did they say, this is going to be a dumb question, so forgive me. But
no,
like,
hey. There is no dumb question.
There's only dumb people.
Yeah.
I think they're doing like episode 10, 11, 12, right? Like after this?
Well, that's a dumb question, Sean.
That's fucking stupid.
Because they're going to.
It's fucking Disney, bro. What are you thinking?
Yeah, okay. So they are going to. But like, I feel like 9 is like the end of like the old Star Wars. That's going to be the end of it. So they can do whatever they want.
6, 7, and 8 is the end of old Star Wars.
Sure, but like, can you imagine like...
Or 4, 5, 6.
Mark Hamill's in episode 12 of Star Wars is like, what the fuck are we doing?
That's done with.
You know what? There's like 22 James Bond movies, and they just have different actors play the characters.
They said 9 was the end of the Skywalker
story. Really?
Hmm.
Interesting.
But yeah, they'll do 1,000 more. I mean...
And they'll get better with time.
I think their problem, you know, I think their problem is honestly like not... Even the material they've put out, like they've only put out 2 movies, and I think they've done a good job. It's just they announce another thing like every day.
Yeah,
it's like just chill, guys. It's okay. Like there's another trilogy coming, and it's like we haven't even seen this Han Solo thing.
What did
like,
they say about that trilogy? I don't know if I've heard about this.
Really, nothing. Rian Johnson's gonna make it, and that's it. Yeah. It's like okay, it's something that they've never covered in Star Wars before. That's all they said.
Half the shit they announced never comes out.
Damn it, you beat me.
Mm. Yeah.
Dinosaurs. Mm. It happened so long ago, if they go to Earth, there'd be dinosaurs on it.
Gosh,
that'd be fucking cool. Yeah. When does Young Solo come out?
Next year.
Like, Christmas time again?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Hmm.
Seems to be their MO, Christmas release.
Yeah. It works out.
Yeah.
Amazon's Christmasification. I'm excited.
I am too. I think I'm going to go with a big group of people that rented one of those nice theaters.
Really?
Yeah, like the stuff? Yeah, the company got for all their employees, like the whole theater for couple days after release. But
can I tell you that I still have conversations and like fondly think about your plan for the last Star Wars movie, and it like it makes me smile every single time.
Plan? Yeah, I don't remember
this. I think I'm right here. You went to the theater on Friday night, the night Star Wars came out, to soak up the atmosphere. And then you saw, like, Bad Moms instead of seeing Star Wars because you didn't want to be in the theater with all those crazy people.
Bad Moms?
And then you waited a couple days, and then you saw Star Wars.
That's fucking brilliant.
Did I say that?
I thought,
That's fucking genius.
I think that's what you did.
It's probably something that, of high intelligence
you
that would come from
me. You wanted to soak
up
the atmosphere, and then you saw Bad Moms. Like, that is so funny.
I don't think it was Bad Moms.
It wasn't Bad Moms. It was something like that.
Might have been Stepdad or whatever.
I don't know what it was, but...
I do remember, I think, I didn't see it on the release day, or maybe it was Rogue One, but I went, like, a week later after the crowds died down, and yeah. It was fine. I'm not as hyped as I used to be for Star Wars. I remember, like, taking off from high school and going to see Episode One. Like, that was, like, ditch-worthy. Because
there was, like, one Star Wars product every 3 years for a decade.
Right.
Now it's just like, okay, I'll get to it. I'll get to Star Wars.
Yeah, it's kind of like, that's what I mean. It's like, if they just learned to chill, I feel like they'd have something a lot longer. You know what I mean?
They're burning that candle at both ends right now, but I don't know.
But again, they've only put out two things. Like, I just stop listening to their announcements and, like, the marketing and stuff. I stay away from. And I still enjoy the movies.
Right. You know?
They've only put out two.
But
it feels like... when people talk about it, they say, like, oh, my God, Disney's running into the ground. Well, they put out two things. Yeah, but... And it's like, well, no, they've announced 300 things.
It's just they started
Stop
licensing.
Stop listening to the announcements. When there's an article about their plans, don't read it. Like, that's where I'm at with it right now.
Yeah.
Like, I just... it's like I only have so much capacity in my head for that.
There's been a lot of Battlefront news lately.
Yeah, I don't think it's movies. I think it's that video games come out.
Sure.
And that,
it's everything, yeah.
That macaroni and cheese has, like, a different Star Wars character on the box every month.
The licensing thing for me is what I find to be overwhelming is, like, yeah, every product
has a Star Wars version. Yeah, and as soon as one movie ends, the magazine covers for the next movie are already on the shelves. So it's just all Star Wars all the time in all aspects of life.
Yeah. I bought bananas, and Chewbacca's face is on the banana.
So, like,
does Chewie like bananas?
It's not as special anymore because we had to, like, you know, put a VHS tape in to watch it.
Yeah, we had to hunt that shit down.
That's why I'm watching Multiplicity.
What a great movie.
I'm the only guy who's into it, so it's special.
That leg's going to have to come off, Steve.
Yeah. I'm pretty late to this party, but I am watching The Room. Right now, because I had never seen it before. I never heard about it before the disaster.
It's going to be your favorite movie.
Are you planning on seeing The Disaster Artist?
I was thinking about it. I'm not really sure.
What do you mean you're watching it? Did you do, like, episode one and now you're...
It's on YouTube and I haven't finished it. But
you're pirating it.
Oh, I didn't do it. Is it not supposed to be on YouTube?
Oh, no. I don't know.
I thought I was supposed to be there.
Sure.
You're not supporting Tommy Wiseau.
Oh, I thought he put it in. Anyways. I'm enjoying it. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun movie.
It's fun. He's an interesting...
I don't really get... I'm going to read his backstory once I finish the movie.
Good luck.
Because I don't really know what... But is that out now? I thought it was limited release.
Next week.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if I'm going to see it. I probably won't.
If you read his backstory, it's going to ruin the Disaster Artist.
There is no backstory.
I think there's some shady shit going on there.
Yeah, but nobody knows anything about him.
Yeah.
Like his age... Nobody knows.
We know he's not that young.
What country he comes from? Nobody knows.
People don't know for sure.
Yeah, they don't. It's a mystery. Some people, like, legitimately think he's a vampire because there's much mystery about his history.
He would be smarter if he was a vampire.
I don't know.
You would absorb, like, generations of knowledge.
Nitro Dubs is saying that it looks good, but he wishes someone other than James Franco and Seth Rogen made it, which I understand that. But James Franco looks a lot like him.
Hold on.
Yeah, and you got to get over hating those guys.
And I hate them.
You just made me think of something.
Yeah.
You said vampires would get smarter because of generations of knowledge.
Yeah, sure.
But we know that when people get older, they become stupider.
Well, that's because the brain rots.
They just think everything's the same as it was like 50 years ago.
Telomeres get shorter.
So a vampire would be like fucking stupid because they'd be acting like, this is what we did in the 1600s. Like, bro, it's 2017.
You can't
do that anymore.
I'll tell you exactly how
it's
it
works. iPhone, exactly. Put your fucking tablet away.
The vampire has seen generations of mankind rise and fall. He's seen the trends come and go, and he's seen the cyclical pattern and nature of mankind, and he knows how to manipulate their weaknesses.
Wow.
I mean, a great and divine thought
I disagree.
And energy.
I think they see a 20-year-old, and they go, back in my day, when I was 20 years old, we were riding horses into battle in medieval times. Do that.
No.
And you'd be like, shut up, old vampire.
Your
fuck
blood
off.
Would be sucked by this time.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, you know, it'd be all over.
Mm. Well, anyways, I'm enjoying the room. I think I'm going to see the Disaster Artist. I feel like...
I had zero interest, but I keep hearing good stuff.
Hey,
so
zero,
I think I'm going to check it out.
I had zero interest, true, and I don't like watching... I had zero interest, too, and I don't like watching trailers, but the trailer got me interested because it was super funny, I thought.
Yeah.
I've seen, I just felt
like everything had been said about all that shit, like, a decade ago.
For some reason, I missed this whole thing and never even heard about The Room until recently, so...
But I heard great stuff about the movie. Yeah, so I definitely want to see it.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Again, MoviePass is the best thing because I can just go see it and it's fine.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah. I'm pretty excited.
You know what is such a good movie, and I watched it again the other night. I've never seen a more perfect movie than The Thing.
Oh yeah,
I wouldn't put it in like my top 10, but it is.
But it is the most perfect movie.
Man,
ever made.
It is like I can't name that many more movies that are just perfect like that. Every aspect of it. It's a small scale. I don't know how to describe it. It's like it's this movie where everything is at stake, like in the world, from the smallest position. Like,
yeah,
what am I trying
you're
to
the
say?
Most hopeless.
I like movies that are from everything's at stake, but it's the smallest scale.
Because they're on that one thing, but they fuck up, then it's gonna.
It's six guys hanging out in the snow,
right?
But yeah, any mistake,
the whole world is fucked. But this one base is like.
I love that, and to a degree, that's Back to the Future.
Yeah, that's why I love that movie.
Where it's just a guy going to see his parents in time, but. He kind of might have fucked up the entire future.
Yeah, he definitely does.
You know, whatever. So, you know, I love stuff like that. But anyway, so that's just my kind of thing regardless. But just every bit, that movie is just paced so well and you're constantly suspicious of everything. And the effects, I mean, go without saying.
Yeah.
Like, the physical effects in that. And I never knew until I watched this, like, it has a little, like, bonus documentary included with it. I never knew they did a whole like stop motion finale to it. I never knew that because I had just seen the movie really once. We saw it at like a midnight movie.
Yeah, that's when I saw it for the first time.
Yeah, it was like 70mm and it was awesome.
Down at like the Kensington or something.
Yeah.
And so it was super cool, but I didn't know the finale. Like the last time he sees this monster thing, there was going to be this whole showdown.
Claymation, really.
And it was executed through stop motion. And in the documentary, they show this scene, and they said, and it's really funny, I never would have thought of this, but they said, like, you go into that movie, and you know that the monster isn't real. You know this is a puppet, or it's latex, or it's whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's a type of fake that you... Okay, your brain needs to accept this type of fake in this movie. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, you see, okay, there's going to be some rubber weird shit in this movie. And it all works so good. But they said that the last part of the movie, it's like your brain couldn't accept, just in the last scene, for there to be a different type of fake. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, if you
suddenly this
the
thing
aesthetic.
Is stop motion and it's slithering around
right.
and it's going up, that you go like, wait, what? We're doing this in
That's
this
my
movie?
Biggest problem with the movie It, the miniseries It.
Oh, yeah.
At the end, the spider is a totally different type of effect that was never really used in the creepiness of
Isn't
the...
Isn't that interesting?
And
it is that.
It throws me out of it so far because I think it looks so bad.
You know,
I would think that, like, because I'm so happy with the makeup in it, in The Thing, sorry, that I would be so thrown off if it went to something claymation.
In Terminator, when it does that, it was like, it was...
The first one did that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot. I haven't seen that in a while.
It's
jarring.
I think
it's
the
an
guy
old technique.
Who made The Thing effects like almost died of exhaustion.
I think so.
Making
them.
Yeah. Really?
Because they look so good.
Yeah.
And he was like.
It was like one guy.
It was one guy doing it, and he would spend like days or weeks on every single effect. And by the end of it, he was just out of steam. But if you really want to appreciate The Thing, like really love it, watch The Thing. From the 1950s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never
the
saw
one
that
it's based off
of. Black and white. It's rough.
it'll blow your mind that such a good movie was a remake of such a horribly awful bullshit movie. The thing in the original is like, Creature from the Black Lagoon meets the Mummy.
Yeah.
It's like a mutant that just walks around with his hands out.
It's like Frankenstein.
Yeah, just slowly like, it's like, oh, coming to get you.
Yeah.
Oh, shut the door. Oh, he's out. We beat him. He's outside the door.
He's outside there. He's going to freeze. Oh, no, he came through a window.
Yeah, and then they take that concept and it's like, okay, we'll do that movie again. But this time it's going to be this fucking scary mutant blob that's like.
And John Carpenter's music.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
That movie is great.
And Ennio Morricone, how do you say his damn name? But he did music for it.
Oh, yeah.
But I was going to say, the thing that cracked me up too about behind the scenes is that if you see the opening of the thing, that 1982, the thing, it's like the logo shows up at the beginning. It's kind of like it burns onto the screen. Yeah, same the one. Thing. Yeah, they simulated that opening, right?
It's exactly the same.
Well, and what cracked me up is the way that they did it is the guy said, yeah, I put a black trash bag over an aquarium and I cut out those letters and I don't know how he did it, but he burned just those letters. So, and then sped it up. So like fire would just, okay, now it says the thing with this glowing blue behind it. It was his aquarium like at his house.
Whoa.
But what cracked me up is he kept trying to burn those letters and it kept just exposing the letters NG. Like it wouldn't do the rest. Would not happen. It was just NG, NG.
No good.
And they
said
someone on the set said, fuck, no good. And they said they couldn't stop cracking up like the rest of it because
that's
kept like doing NG.
I think that's like shorthand for what most people write on like construction equipment or like military stuff, like NG, no good.
How funny. But anyway. So anyway, that movie's NFG great as hell.
Sometimes.
Yeah, there you go.
Fun or good.
Yeah. A Nintendo fangirl.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Shouts out my favorite YouTuber, NFG.
NFG, check her out. She's doing it. She's kicking ass and taking names. Sean didn't say anything.
Yeah,
Sean didn't say anything, and I can tell you why right now.
Why?
Drama. You know what always gets hits? YouTube drama. I'm going to start it right now. I'm going to start it right now.
You're going to see it in the comments.
Sean's still mad because Nintendo Fangirl, when she called into this podcast...
Yeah.
Ridiculed him because he said Donkey Kong Country was too hard.
I remember
the new one
that.
On the Wii.
That's true.
I remember
and
that.
He's still bitter. Look at
for
that.
For the record, that is the last time that we spoke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There it is. True.
Let it go, Sean. Drama. Why don't you apologize to her?
YouTube drama.
What'd Sam ever do to you, man?
Nothing. What'd she do for him? Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, there's that too. Goes both ways.
Comments are just going to be hell now.
Yeah. Who would win in a fight between you and her? Fist fight? Street fight?
Oh, she would win.
I got money on Sam.
Because she makes costume weapons and stuff.
Yeah,
she might as well be his regular weapon.
She'd do like Prince Link's mighty sword.
Link.
What?
Step down.
You know what? I had a conversation about that Donkey Kong
the
game.
Crown Prince Link.
Last night with my dad, we had talked about that Donkey Kong game, and he did say the same thing. It wasn't that hard. He said to me last night.
Your dad's calling you out.
Yeah.
Oh,
him and
bro.
Nintendo Fangirl could hang out, have a lot to talk about.
You know, it worked great for me because I've never been good at video games. My parents are worse somehow. So I never had that.
Works out.
I never had that issue.
Yeah.
I do streams of games sometimes. Speaking of which, I put a couple of them up on our archives channel. There were random times I just turned on the stream and did it. I played some Battlefront.
Oh.
I was sick this week, but I wanted to experience the outdoors, so I went to Virtual Disneyland.
Oh, that's smart.
On the Xbox One.
How does it compare to the real one?
You know, there's not as good as regular.
Bold statement.
Normal.
Same
Disneyland.
Layout, though? Like, you go down Main Street?
Same layout?
I was going through footage of it for the last week's podcast, and it is like, even like the trash can placement is like, this is exactly
one-to-one.
What it's supposed to be.
They got that, but they got all these Disney characters like yelling at you.
Yeah.
Like, hey, go get me an autograph from someone. It's like fetch quests.
Oh, it's Animal Crossing.
Hey, excuse me, I'm here to have fun. Thanks. So, yeah, I just walked around. I tried to get into the bathrooms, but they don't even let you shit.
Aww.
In Virtual Disneyland.
Can you go into the bathrooms?
No, you can't even. No, they barricade you.
Bummer. Bullshit.
Yeah, so it's like, is this Disneyland or not? Anyway, so I played with that, whatever. Why was I bringing this up? What did I bring this up for? Oh, I always get shit on because I'm not, like, good. Like, I fuck up constantly. You know,
oh, yeah.
I mean, you've been there too.
Well, oh yeah, it's
but
story
I just
of my
it's
life.
Like, can I just have fun playing this? Like, it's okay, it's fine. There's people who act like I'm like life must be so hard for you because you're so bad at video games. I'm I'm actually really having a great time.
Yeah. We put it on it's easy.
Okay. Is it frustrating for you because your brother is so good?
No, I don't care.
For me, growing up, couldn't handle the fact that Luke was so much better at me than video games. And he was. And still is.
Younger, man.
You gotta, infinitely better.
You want to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Dom's a different type of player, though, too.
There were times that I would, like, push him around because I was so fucking mad that I thought he was cheating.
Whoa, hey.
I know. Come on. Yeah, I'd be like, fuck you, Luke. I'd be super pissed.
Oh, it was one of those pushes. He survived.
Yeah, that's all
oh,
right.
Oh, he made it. I didn't beat him up.
Right. But I felt good, actually.
But, okay.
Can you do it again? All right.
But,
getting rough.
Yeah, sorry.
That was a little more. This is about double strength. your brother Dom, he's a different type of player. I mean, he's like a fighting game.
Yeah, he's not really playing the shit I'm playing.
He's Street Fighter Online. Some of it. You know.
Yeah, he's doing Street Fighter and next level.
He would dominate Disney Quest Adventure.
Yeah, if he ever looked at it for a second.
1 hour, 100%.
Blast, though. I can attest, man. I've been, of course, still playing Metal Gear. And I turned on this mode
where... I hear
that's
a good game.
It's great. This mode you could turn on lets your FOB just kind of like puts it out there to be invaded. Like, hey, I'm online. I'm here to defend. Come get me. And that was a fucking mistake.
They got you?
Oh, well, and they are
that's like
so...
flaunting the bare ass saying, come and kick it.
They're so good that it's like... You're helpless. You're just absolutely helpless from the time you warp in, and then it's going to be 10 or 15 minutes of them just playing with you. Like, warp to your location, pick you up, put you down, knock you out, wait for you to wake up, shoot you with a dart, put you to sleep, Fulton you out, shoot the Fulton down, pat you on the head, wake you back up, then kill you. Then they run right to where they know you respawn again, because there's only three options, and they're waiting there to do it all over again. Wow. Then they steal all your shit in between. It's just fucking hell. It's literal hell, Rocco. Yeah.
I feel like I saw this documentary of Louis Theroux once, and he was interviewing like a military... hand-to-hand combat specialist, and the guy carried like a little metal, like plastic hook around his neck. He's like, what's that? He's like, oh, what's this? I'll show you what this is. I can do a lot of damage with you. Let me see your hand. It was like kinking his hand back and like hitting him on these pressure points, and Louis Theroux was like getting really hurt, and I felt like, yeah, this clearly you're a professional pain inflictor. Like, this isn't fair.
Yeah,
you're
torn
with him, but
like
he's
a turtle.
Fucking being tortured. That's what your story reminds me of.
Yeah, and that's how I felt. I felt like I was just taken advantage of.
Wow.
Well, let me just say, some of the hardest I've ever laughed in my life was we were on 2 weeks ago. I think not the latest poorly played stream, but the one before that.
2 weeks ago, I think Dr. Ryan.
Ryan was there. Yeah. Because Ryan and I were cackling like witches because Garrett couldn't get around. It's like you were playing Resident Evil 5.
Yeah.
And there's an area where you got to beat all these dudes, and then a chainsaw guy shows up, and you just got to, like, get away from him. And Garrett
trying to kill him.
I can describe it the best. Yeah. Is Garrett just kept serving his neck to him. He just kept running up to him and doing a taunt.
Mr. Meninji, just cut it right here.
It's like, okay, Garrett, just don't go near the chainsaw guy. Okay, Garrett, you're in his armpit. Garrett, you're taunting him. Oh, he's dead.
Run to the wall, and then I'd get stuck between the wall and him. I couldn't move him.
It was like the whole show. And so was laughing harder and harder every time because it was like, oh, you got this. You got this. Oh, you're dead.
He's cackling.
And, but that was an entertaining show. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I didn't watch that and go, I wish he was fucking better.
No. That we talked about it afterwards too. That show that was hilarious.
So if anybody at home didn't get to see that, go find Poorly Played stream from two weeks ago.
That's exactly how I played Resident Evil 2, though.
On our archive channel.
Yes.
Check the archives out.
I'm in that guy, and all of a sudden I start inspecting my shotgun. It's like, no. Yeah. I want to use that.
So,
he inspected it right in the middle of an encounter.
That's what was happening in my living room during Metal Gear. I'm just getting destroyed twice in a row, and I go to... I just back out. I'm like, let him have all my resources. Fuck it. This sucks.
Yeah.
Back out. I have to turn the setting off.
Yeah.
I have to turn the setting off. I get about... I'm not exaggerating. 14 network errors every time I try to log into the FOB tab in a row. Just, nope, you can't turn it off. Nope, can't. Like, I'm network erroring at the thing I need to go to disable, and I didn't know what the fuck. Eventually it went. But, Yeah, I'm never going to turn that on again.
Well, I was going to say on that subject, I brought up for a second, Xenoblade Chronicles
yeah,
2.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have been playing it.
I got it too, I just haven't opened it.
Yeah, I knew it.
Sorry.
Here we go.
Fuck, damn it. No, but I was going to say, that game, so I've been really enjoying it. Mm-hmm. Really enjoy. This Ooh. Is what I was wanting. When they put out Xenoblade Chronicles X.
Yeah.
That the original Xenoblade Chronicles fucking rules. X came out. Where there's
what
like no
that?
Fun story here.
I
We're
like
just,
X better.
There's what
you would.
Fuck you. This one
X
came
was
out
perfect.
This one came out, and within the first 3 hours, are like 10 ridiculous anime plot twists, and it's
oh,
like
really?
This is what I wanted. Thank you, thank you. I love it. Anyway,
now is it a continuation of the first one, or is
no,
it completely different?
New story.
No, Monado.
I can play it, not yep. playing the first one, and be right
well,
on track.
So here's why I'm bringing it up now is the one thing I will say. Is a criticism of the game, but I mean, I'm dealing with it, but that game throws a lot at you in terms of controls. Man, the first few hours of that game are, yeah, the X button does this, but did you know if you hold R and hit X, then it gives you the information on this, but in the middle of a battle, don't forget, in the middle of a battle, if you time the X button correctly, you can actually do a separate attack, which charges up a third attack, which, I mean,
like
it
that.
Does that nonstop. Now, I've gotten the hang of it, and it's great. It's a lot of fun, but you just got to be prepared that it's going to tell you all that. But the reason I bring it up is going to what we were saying about that kind of thing is I've been in the middle of all this stuff where it's like, yeah, let's go take this guy on, map. What? Oh, no, I didn't turn the map on. Okay. All right, here we go. You have the new weapon. Do this combo. All right. Save your game. No, I didn't want to open that. Fuck. Okay. No. Okay. Like all these momentum killing like things.
Stuff
just in the
that uses
a...
the plus and minus buttons. Fuck me up in the on the Switch.
Oh yeah.
Now
they're just so
yeah,
small.
Yeah.
Rocco, the first game I recall you loving the shitty voice acting.
Yes.
Is this back?
Well, it was all dubbed in the UK.
Right.
So they're, oh, what a bunch of jokers. Oh, right. It's Rhyme Time.
And it wasn't shitty. It was just British. I mean, we could offend some people.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad there's no one from the UK.
No one
in
the room
that
from the UK could.
That was a
yeah.
fucked up.
Oh, I think we're clear.
This
we're
new
safe.
Game, there's a new game. I've noticed a lot of people saying, don't use the English voices. Don't you? Fuck that. Use the English voices. They got some Scots this time.
Oh!
You're going to lose in battle. You know that, don't you?
Oh, wow.
Hey, Japan. I like you guys. You lost this round. The Scots won.
Wow,
what
they lost.
What does Japanese sound like?
Mokuto sentai. No. You gotta talk like that. What?
Hey, donkey.
Hey, what?
But they have all the same quips.
They got Shrek?
Hey, what?
But they've got all the same quips like in that first game.
Oh, really?
So you beat a battle and it's like, yeah, that's right. We go to not give up. That's the attitude you need. You know that, don't you?
It's the same thing.
Oh, I fucking love it.
That's
I'm so
the power
happy.
Of the Monado.
I'm so happy. Oh, that's the power of the Monado. You're going to need it. You know that, don't you? I already got a best friend and it's
Your voices.
It's eh.
Are perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just wanted to hear that.
Damn, dude.
Perfect.
I like the positive flow we got now.
Yeah. Your Scottish accent makes your Beast Wars accent look like your Japanese accent.
Well, it's just, a high tide raises all ships. That's what he's trying to say. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Loose lips sink ships.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors.
Don't slut shame.
MacWeldon.com. One of the best clothing sites that has ever been uploaded.
100%.
Permanent. Just, it's going to go down in history.
Wait.
Because
they got comfortable PJ pants.
They have the most comfortable and warm and soft
PJ
pants.
Pants that you're not just going to want to sleep in.
No.
That's all I'm going to say.
You're going to wear them all the time.
You're going to rub up against whatever.
It is high quality shit.
Yeah.
I got my socks from MacWeldon.
Ooh, yeah.
Socks usually get worn out. Those MacWeldon socks are as plump and as soft as the day I bought them.
Yep.
Nice.
I don't know how they make their socks. All other socks like get thin around the toes and the heels.
Yeah.
The heel those ones, they're like Wolverine socks. They like fucking regenerate themselves somehow.
Maybe it's like an illegal stem cell weave or something they use.
Whatever stem
doing,
cell socks. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever they're doing, keep going.
Check them out for
please.
Yourself.
Exactly. MacWeldon.com. Get yourself some now. Do we have an offer code with them? Or is that we not? Gonna
I don't know if we have an offer code
I'll
or not.
On the screen.
Try it for yourself. Type in Mega64 any place you can on the website. See what happens. You might get a discount.
We're going to send everyone out on a mission.
Might get charged more.
Exactly. Buy something at MacWeldon.com. Type in Mega64 as the offer code.
See what happens.
See what happens. It could be nothing. It could be everything.
It could be more. Yeah. No, might get it for free.
So, yeah. I mean, the sky's the limit. So try it today. Buy something and let us know how it goes. Also want to say SumoLounge.com. The finest chairs. We already talked about the finest clothes. Now we're talking the finest chairs. Go to SumoLounge.com and get a sumo chair. I sat in one, all these streams I was talking about, I sat in a sumo the whole time. And that's why you're just going to get comfortable. In fact, if you watch carefully on my Disneyland stream.
I do watch carefully on that stream.
When I played Virtual Disneyland, if you watch really carefully, I fall asleep in the middle of the fucking stream.
That's how comfortable it was.
I was so sick when I streamed
really
it.
Stop.
I think I did for one
second. This guy's the master of entertainment.
He
does voices. He falls asleep on his own podcast.
I was sick and ended the stream.
This guy's like give this guy Oscar, Tony, mash those awards up, most entertaining man on earth.
Yeah.
This guy.
We're streaming Sawing Logs.
What? Saw Logs? What?
He's sawing logs on stream and that's going out on the channel.
What's sawing logs?
You never heard that term?
You talking about his dick?
Am I the only one on the same page as Garrett? When you're sawing logs, you're snoring.
Oh, this guy fucking saws boulders.
Okay.
What? You've never heard this?
This guy fucking...
Are you asking me legitimately?
Sawing logs or crashing 747s?
I would say 95% of the time that we share a room, you snore.
Really?
Yeah. 99.9% of the time.
Because I was under the impression that if I sleep on my stomach, I don't, but on my back, I do.
Rocco, there are times you drive home from LA and you snore in the car right home.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm like this. I'm on my back.
Yeah.
But I usually sleep on my stomach. And
there are times. When Rocco's in motion, he falls asleep very fast. That's the thing you just do.
Yes.
And
in vehicles, I'm out.
There are times that we're mid-conversation, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, wow, that was this. Like, we were
here.
If it's a long drive, I'm out.
You know what? I don't do this anymore, but we used to go up to Disneyland and together, and we'd drive home, and Rock would fall asleep, and I'd be so annoyed.
Yeah.
That it's just me and
really?
Him.
That was annoying?
That it was just me and him in the car, and he's asleep.
Oh,
and
it's just us?
So I would try to wake him up by swerving the car.
Just jamming him against
his... Yeah, because I didn't want to, like, hit him or say, like, yo, wake up. But I figured I could make him naturally wake up if I could just jostle him enough.
Yeah.
So I would, like, jerk the wheel or maybe, like, get him to try to bump his head on the window or something. It never worked.
There are so many videos of a car being towed, and they get behind that car. And so it looks like it's going the wrong direction because it's facing backwards.
Oh,
and then they start screaming and they film the person waking up. There's like 8 of these on YouTube. They're always funny. They're always funny.
They are funny.
So scary.
It's always good.
But yeah, anyway. That's interesting.
Anyways,
I think you're hearing something else.
This guy snores loud.
You listen to Howard Stern when you sleep. You can't hear anything anyway.
I do.
Anyway, sumolounge.com.
He has
to. Sumo. If you were sleeping on a sumo at these conventions, you'd be so comfy you'd be out before him. And you wouldn't have to hear the song.
Is it okay? I need a second opinion, Kevin. Is it bad?
It's fucking bad.
honestly, is it all the time or just sometimes?
It's most of the time.
Really?
Yeah. I would say 95.
But it's not bad.
There is the 2%.
Don't fucking sugarcoat it, okay?
There are 2% time where it's like, dude, the walls are shaking it so.
Yeah.
That's when you're
really
sick. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was gonna say I can definitely sense it when I am like. Because a lot of times, these events that we go to, there's some times where we gotta work on a ton of shit beforehand, and I like won't sleep. When I need to sleep harder, I know I snore harder because I feel it. Like I didn't think that was all the time though.
Caused me to learn a special skill.
Really?
I can now just put a pillow straight up on my face and hold it down over my ears and fall asleep.
Really?
Yeah, because that's what it takes sometimes.
Damn.
It's always like I could sleep through most anything.
Yeah, me too.
Usually it's when I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm like, oh, I hear that. Okay. And then I can go back to bed.
But we all have our things. I'm out in the corner eating vanilla wafers, you know, like a chipmunk.
Middle of the night. Derek, you don't like snakes on the table?
Yeah, I have night terrors.
Yeah, we all have our thing.
For a second, I was like, what the fuck?
We all have our thing.
Yeah, we all have our thing when we sleep.
We do. Do I snore? Because I used to.
Maybe lightly.
I think I hear you snore. No.
I think I roll. I think I toss a lot.
And again, when you're sick, I feel like that's off. Everyone's going to snore when you're sick.
Yeah.
That's just how it goes.
Yeah. I know for sure I snore hard when I am like, I haven't slept in 2 days or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. But or sick, whatever. Anyway.
I had a night terror a few weeks ago.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and I woke up in the middle of the night screaming, fuck that, fuck that. It happened really? Again.
Yeah, because I've seen that.
It happens every once in a while. I dreamed that I was looking at a fence in my backyard, and a half spider, half crab. It was like a fleshy-looking crab spider the size of a football, like, crawled out from behind a piece of wood, and I just started screaming.
Fuck that!
Fuck that! God. And then I woke up in my room, but I was afraid to go back to sleep because I thought, like, it was in my room. It took me a little while to realize, like, oh, I was dreaming.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Other people in the house were like, what were you shouting fuck that at last
night? I've been listening to a lot of these, like, murder podcasts like I talked about before.
Oh, spook.
I talked about like, Up and Vanished was one. Accused is one. And by the way, real quick, Up and Vanished got a lot of shit. People say it was a bad podcast. The host of the podcast is fucking garbage. He's terrible. But the story is really good. So if you get past the host, like, anyways, whatever. But I had a dream that I was a killer in my house, and like,
oh no, the worst.
I started running into my kids' rooms, making sure they're all okay, and it was like I scared all of them. It was a fucking
dad's off his rocker. Have you ever had? Has anyone here ever had sleep paralysis?
Yeah,
really?
No. Oh yeah,
never had that.
Yeah,
you have.
When I was a little kid, I had.
You know, because I have it. Like, I feel like I did once, maybe when I was a kid.
Oh man, I think I have it like at least one or two times a year.
Really?
Where I wake up from like a really vivid dream and then I'm like, fuck, move. And I'm like trying to move my arm and my legs. And then I have to almost concentrate and like rock myself out of it.
Yeah, for me, in a weird way. I'm dreaming. It's a vivid dream. And suddenly I become aware that I'm dreaming. And it's like, oh, Derek, you're asleep right now. You're in your bed. This is all a dream. But I can't wake up.
Yeah.
And then I can feel myself in my bed like, fuck, you're just lying in bed sleeping right now. Like,
just move your arm.
But you're so conscious. You're like, fucking, like, wake up, man. But you can't.
And
yeah. Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, but that happens to me, I guess, commonly, if you guys don't have it that often.
No.
Yeah, At least once a year that
maybe
happens.
Maybe like two or three times in my life.
Yeah, I think I had it happen once in my life.
Huh.
But for people at home who don't know what that is, yeah, it's when you're like, waking out of a dream and cannot move no matter how hard you try. I had something like that. When I was a kid, I wanted to like yell for my mom and I couldn't. It was like, it was like I couldn't muster it.
Usually that's what it is, because you're still in the dream and you want to get up and move out of your bed and talk, but you can't. You're like, why can't I talk? I should be able to talk.
Yeah.
That happens to me a lot too. Like
when I saw Titanic when I was younger,
yeah,
that part freaked me out towards the end when she's trying to yell for help.
Oh, she can't.
And I for some reason I got like weird flashbacks during that. I was like, oh god, this is like, it made my palm. I mean, I was fine, but it made my palms sweat a little. And then I thought, oh yeah, it's reminding me of At that time, it wasn't that long before.
Not being able to call out for
happened.
Help.
Yeah, so anyway.
Titanic's a good movie.
That's a good movie. That's a really good movie.
In the same vein of people saying In-N-Out isn't good, I see people complain about the part in Titanic where the guy falls and then hits the propeller and starts spinning.
Love that part.
People complain about that.
Why?
Oh, James Cameron is so over the top. Like, oh, you just had to have him hit the propeller. I think, like, you had to have him hit the propeller?
What the fuck happened?
The propeller is there. Fucking drop people on it.
Yeah.
I thought that was fucking awesome.
Though he didn't go far enough. Should have been still spinning. Guy gets cut in half.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's fucking
blood
tragic.
Everywhere.
When do you think you should show, like, a kid that movie? Like 12?
Day one.
13?
12's good.
8, 7. 12
is good, right?
I feel like 12 is
7.
You know what's funny? I went through waves.
Remember.
What's wrong with a titty?
12-year-olds aren't supposed to see
titties. Like, you're a sick American. Fuck.
If you show a 12-year-old titty.
In Europe, you see titties at 3 all
day, every
day.
I'm just saying, man.
They're on the news.
I play by Texas rules. You show a 12-year-old titty, you're going to jail.
In Europe, if you're European, you see titties on television day and night. Can't get away from it.
Day and night.
God, and you know, when you're a baby, you see your mom's titties.
Right.
So I guess that's allowed, and you're like not even one then. Fuck.
It's not like they're showing a dick in Titanic, which would also be fine.
Also fine.
It is art.
You know what's funny? I remember when I first saw it, you know, when I was younger or whatever.
Yeah.
And obviously I was like fine with that being in there.
I was fine with that as well.
I was definitely fine with it.
But, you know, I was a weird kid. I was a really like sentimental kid, or, you know, I guess I still am. But I remember thinking like it was. I remember thinking it was weird because I thought if they didn't just have that in it, this would be like a new classic for families of all ages. And I remember at the time thinking like,
yeah, about 1,000 people die in the water.
No, but you know what I mean though. But you know what I mean. It was still like. It was still kind of like, I'm just surprised that they did that because that was the one thing that people were scared to have their kids see, you know, even though the rest of it, wasn't as bad.
Isn't that a weird statement? It's just
Rose.
I know.
It's just boobs.
I know. And, now, and that's what I was going to say is now that I'm older, I feel like.
It's just one of them too, right?
Now that I'm older, I feel that way. But also too, it's like, both. It's presented in a way that's completely positive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like this, like, trashy, like, you know.
No,
so, yeah,
tenier.
I don't know. I feel like, honestly, I feel like 12 is
probably... My mom think did that thing in the theater where she
any age, I think it's age appropriate.
Yeah.
It's just... It's not done in a way... Yeah, no. I think I couldn't discern that when I was younger. I think now I watch it and it's just...
I think...
It's all... You know, it's different
America
context.
Is so sexually repressed with their Christian morality and grain... You see a boob and you feel like you should be ashamed. It's just a titty.
Yeah.
It's just a titty.
Just a titty.
Unscramble these channels and let everyone just see
it's
it.
Just a titty!
It's on Netflix now. You just...
Unscramble these channels. What year are you living in?
Seriously, what year is this?
It's just a titty. I mean, Netflix... It's just a titty.
They should bring back scrambled... And they should scramble websites.
That
like,
would
I
be...
Miss,
I they mean, should. Hey, if you go to a porn site and it asks you what age you are and you put under 18, you should still get to see the site, but all the videos are scrambled.
It's filtered.
And every like 30 seconds, like a warbly boob pops up.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah,
like,
or you
kids,
see like an ass going
kids
up
Kids today will not
for
have
a
that.
Second.
Will not have that thrill of
no.
like, oh
Wait,
shit,
the
you
way
see that?
You should that? Do that for porno.
The thrill or the fucking deviousness of like finding an old black box and hooking it up in between the cable provider
Whoa,
and the TV
I didn't do that.
And adjusting the UHF signal to get the
My
filter off.
My friends and I were at their house and we tried to watch porn like that and their parents came down and saw us and we
got, saw you guys fucking with their black box?
Busted.
See, for me...
Spice Channel, baby.
That never...
99.
Yeah.
That never really
99,
happened.
98.
That never really happened with me that much. Like just in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
I didn't really hang out with a lot of kids outside of school, to be honest, but... When I went on my Washington D.C. field trip, we're all in
not
our
up
friends
to no good.
All in our friend Seth's hotel room. It was like, check this out! Oh my god! When you flip the channel, it's clear for a second.
Yeah,
Right?
It's clear for like a million.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what it took.
And
for the young, I got a story to tell.
Well, can I just say real quick to,
sure.
and to end mine?
Yeah.
Just to end mine. When it was clear for a second, I remember one of the kids going, oh, yeah, doggy style. and here's what's funny about that is I was well aware and didn't hate Snoop Dogg. I was like, right. I wasn't super into music at that time,
yeah.
but I knew Snoop Dogg and a couple of songs I really liked. And I thought, is that why his album is called Doggy Style? Like, it was like this whole thing. I was like... That's a thing? I didn't know why he called it that. And then it all came, it was like, oh, it's a position. Sorry, go ahead.
When
sorry.
I was in eighth grade, you know, anytime you have some couple of minutes by yourself, back then you'd pop on channel 99.
Yeah.
Just to scope it out. Like, yeah, I got nothing better to do. Let's go fishing for boobs.
See what's up.
100%.
You know, let's see if I can catch a nipple. I got 5 minutes to kill. And I turned it on. I'm in my room by myself. It's on. Crystal clear.
Oh, my
what
God.
The fuck?
My TV is... tuned in to the Spice Channel, and I'm like in my room by myself, like, oh shit. And it's commercial, it's in between two movies, and they're like, coming up next, like bikini beach party starting in 10 minutes.
Yeah, holy yeah. shit!
And I'm like, oh fuck! Shut the door to my room,
yeah.
move my chair in front of the door.
In front of the door.
I think my theory was like, if my mom tried to walk into my room,
she can't.
My chair would be there, I'd be like, oh! Yeah, and I'd have enough time to, like, get everything turned off. My mom does. She doesn't come into my room, but she starts calling me. And she's like, you know, back then, I'm a little kid. She's like, you need to take a shower. Like, go take a bath. You know, it's getting late. And I'm like, oh, fuck. What do I do?
Yeah, what do you do?
And I have this conundrum. It's like, do I just leave it running?
Yeah.
And go take the quickest shower of my life? And then come back?
Put, like, a blanket over the TV?
What if... What if my mom walks in my room?
Yeah.
I didn't think of doing the blanket.
Oh.
Still, that'd be more obvious.
Yeah.
What do you do in that situation?
Yeah.
I don't know. Stupidly, I thought, like, I'll turn it off and I'll run and take a shower and I'll come back and I'll flip it back on. And maybe by luck, it'll just be back on. But it wasn't.
Oh.
I had it for a second. And I even remember because there's an episode of Friends where that happens. They get free porn.
Yeah.
And they don't want to turn it off because they're afraid it'll go away. And I was thinking, like, this is like that Friends conundrum. Like, you never turn off free porn.
No.
Kids today don't need to know this because all the free porno is there on the internet.
Yeah. I had a friend and we would call each other if HBO was free that weekend or Cinemax or, you know, whatever.
Or Disney Channel. Yeah.
Yeah. So we would know, like, hey, dude, free HBO. And then at 11 p.m. on Saturday, there's a Real Sex on. So just so you know.
Yeah, Real Sex episode.
Which I watch Real Sex now as an adult. I've seen it, and it's like not what you think it is when you're a kid.
Fake sex.
No, you think it's going to be like something hot, but more often than not, it's something fucking repulsive and disgusting.
Yeah, weird. Yeah. Now I watch it as an adult, and it's like, oh, this is entertaining. This has entertainment value. It's
you know
not
what's
just,
funny?
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff is on bank. HBO Go.
Oh, what?
App, it is? There's a section that is like all that stuff.
You know what? I found it, and I watched a bunch of those old ones a couple years ago because I'd watched a few of those recently for some reason.
But it's repulsive.
That blonde lady always...
I kept trying to find... I was like, where's the fucking leftovers on this thing? Adult? Well, I guess it's an adult show.
Yeah, he was looking for the leftovers.
Yeah, leftovers late night.
Oh, Real Sex.
Oh, school teacher.
Is this an episode of Leftovers? Like, Willikers?
Mom,
like,
I'm not taking a shower now. Give me a second.
Is Hookers on the Point? What? On HBO Go?
Hookers on the Point.
Is. Yeah, that's a great
point.
Yeah.
Great documentary.
Classic documentary.
Yeah. Good times.
That's it.
Damn, I'm horny, dog.
You chubby? You chubby, half chubby, full chubby?
Nah, just Joe. Just
regular
Josh
chubby.
I really was. Somebody said it in the chat, but it really is true. Like, I was an innocent kid. I really was, like, not. I really wasn't, you know, there was stuff like that where all the other guys in class were involved. So it's like, well, yeah, I'm not going to, you know, that was fascinating to me. But on my left to my own devices, I was a good kid. And I remember it wasn't even until like I had the internet earlier than anybody else I know. I had it in like 92, but you couldn't really get images on it until 95. But even then, you know, I was just whatever. I was a young kid.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until years later, and I remember thinking to myself, I think I was looking at some, like, Japanese Power Rangers shit. It was, like, Super Sentai shit. That it was like, oh, look how cute the Pink Ranger was in this one series. And I was like, yeah, she was really cute. And then it was like a thing went off in my head. I was like, wait, well, people can look up, like, stuff on it. Like I never thought about it. It was like the most base human thing that anyone would think of when they got the internet. And
girls.
Oh, yeah.
I remember like
do you remember
damn, I have like... floppy 3.5 inch floppy drives with like just JPEGs of girls.
Do you remember the days
just cute girls?
Julian Anderson naked and it's like her head poorly like like faded on to like blended on a naked girl's body.
That's as good as it was back.
Is that still a thing? I feel like technology has advanced so much.
You know, it's funny because every now and then when I'm going through like Instagram and it's like not people you follow, but they have like recommended shit. Sometimes I come across stuff and it's like it's some kind of provocative shot of some celebrity and it's like that you put their head on.
Yeah,
else. It's like, why does that still happen?
I see that on like when you click on like an ad on, or not an ad, but if you read like a shitty article on like a shitty website and they have those shitty ads, and they're like, look at these celebrities 5 years later. It's like, that's not Gillian Anderson's face.
If they can bring Grand Moff Tarkin back for Rogue One,
with
using computers, what else can they do with computers?
Yeah,
how come? What happened to the fake porn industry? The counterfeit porn.
It's got to get a little better, and then we'll see like just wild CG versions of our favorite actors fucking.
Yeah.
But we won't be able to tell. It'll be like what's that? Infinite Chasm.
Uncanny Valley.
Uncanny Valley.
Infinite Chasm.
See, I love that you know exactly. Uncanny there was like Valley. 2 seconds like of thought.
Of Home Improvement.
And you man. Had it.
Hey, Home Improvement is on Hulu. Let me left turn this conversation.
Oh, shit.
Home Improvement is on Hulu. Oh. And I cracked the code. I watched it. I watched some episodes. You know, hate the show. Not good. Love watching it.
Well, Jonathan so, Taylor.
You know, everyone out there knows.
Seen all seven seasons.
Everyone out there knows can't what I'm saying. Can't stand it. These guys are lost, but everyone at home knows what I'm saying.
Yeah. Unwatchable. Anyway, I can't unwatchable, stop watching it.
I did have a great time watching it. But anyway.
You fucking love it.
I
Scott's
saw.
Scott's favorite show. So
I saw my, well, I, it's the worst, but it's my favorite. Anyway, I saw it. It was like I watched Home Improvement with the Matrix. I could see the Matrix code.
What?
Okay. I saw through the Matrix. I saw through the Home Improvement
bullshit
formula.
Okay. You see
that
later.
Show is like it, that show is Rugrats writing in a different package. Every episode is just, hey Tim, I heard you were claustrophobic. Well, that's not true. I never even looked at another man. No, no, no. It's you're in a tight space. It's him not knowing what words mean or saying them wrong.
Oh.
It's Rugrats writing over and over. It's every episode. You know, oh, well, who could forget? Tim, don't forget what Galileo once said. Oh, yeah, Galileo. Who was that? You know, it's all like, I don't know what that means. I don't understand that word.
You have been watching
that
a
whole
yeah.
show.
Yeah, you've
yeah,
had
it on.
Soft arfing.
I put shows like that and Full House on while I like work on stuff, so I don't have to pay attention.
Just try a good show. Sometime.
I've been watching.
No,
Frasier
because I have to
lately.
Pay attention to that.
Hey, Frasier's a good show.
No, but you don't like it, right?
No, I do like it.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I like
it's
it.
A good show, but he hates watching.
Yeah, but you hate watching it.
No, I like watching it.
I don't know what to think now.
I feel like if you can get 3 good seasons of a sitcom, then that's a great sitcom.
Oh, yeah, 3
like,
good seasons.
Oh, yeah, 3
like,
are great. Oh,
I talked to someone, like, oh, Frasier gets bad for season 5. I was like, okay, well, it got me 5 good seasons. That's pretty good.
You gotta get more seasons in there. More seasons. Oh,
hey, you talk shit on The Simpsons all day and night. That show had like 9 good seasons.
That's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Really, I say six.
Six good
there's
ones?
You could argue more, though.
Yeah, whatever.
You could argue more, just not much more. Well, what were you saying?
No, I was going to say The Simpsons, there's a whole thing about this one episode that ruined everything. Like, once this episode...
Oh, the Jump the Shark episode?
Yeah, it was when Principal Skinner... Turns out he's not Principal Skinner, and his name is Armin Tanzarian, and the real Principal Skinner was somebody else.
Oh!
And once that happened, it was all...
Jump the Shark.
Yeah, Jump the Shark. It all happened.
Nah.
There was a half-hour, like, web... internet video about The Simpsons now versus then and how the humor has changed. It's really fascinating. Maybe I watched it with you guys.
I think we did.
Yeah, that's kind of how the jokes used to be like rapid fire, 5 jokes wrapped into one, and now it's just kind of like say something, expect the audience to laugh. They said like Simpsons nowadays could have a laugh track on it and it would be seamless, but the old Simpsons, they would allow a laugh track wouldn't work because the track would just be laughing over more jokes.
That was an interesting
half hour long. I wish I knew the name, but track it down if you can because it's fascinating, especially if you're a Simpsons fan.
It was.
I think there's a bell curve with Simpsons episodes. I used to love them all, but now that I'm older and I go back, it's like the first few seasons are a little bit like, they're good.
There's charm. Definitely.
It goes like this and then back down again.
Yeah. But I feel like every now and then there's a spike. There's like, oh, that was a good episode. And like, it kind of didn't fit in like, they like, broke out of the shit box for a second and then
sure
but
they're finding their voice.
What's the prime? Because sometimes I throw episodes on and I usually shoot for like season 3 through 6, something like that.
7's good.
Yeah, 7's good, maybe a little bit 8, but yeah, starting with season 3 you get like
Those are the episodes.
5 solid years of every episode is a classic.
And I remember them from like being really, a kid really watching good. Them. Yeah.
The Christmas episode in season 9 is just like an episode in season 3. For some reason, like, I saw that, always thought it was an older episode, and it's not that, well, I guess now it is. But it's like, the way it's written, it's like, oh, this is like seems like an old school episode of Simpsons.
Right now, I was talking to Mariel this week, and she has never seen The American Office.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was like, cool, yeah. Soon as season 3 ends, stop. And she's like, yeah, that's probably what I'm going to do. That's kind of like what feels like a good ending for that show, right? And I was like, yes, that feels like the ending of that show. Okay, I'm going to aim for that. But I think she's kind of in the same boat. I think she's working on some project and like wanted to keep watching something. So she's like, I'm just going to go to 5 and stop. And
okay.
Like, okay. And yeah, now it's like I just get all these occasional messages that are like, Michael Scott just dressed like Willy Wonka and did that flip from the movie. I'm like, this is what I said. Stop at season 3.
It's just lame.
It's weird because a lot of people couldn't really discern a big change in that show. But man, if you really look, it is. Like season 3, it ends that show being kind of real.
Yeah.
And then from then on, it is a cartoon.
The next scene is the start of season 4. He hits Meredith with a car.
And then
there's a diabetes walk.
Yeah.
And it's like, what happened?
Which I'm not even... It was a funny scene. He hits her
with a car. I laughed, but...
You don't expect it, but it you'd really is over being real. You'd go to jail if you hit
someone with a car, though, right? Like, you'd get in trouble if you hit someone with a car.
Well, the whole episode's about that.
You should watch it. It's great.
Sounds funny.
Yeah, watch it. Good stuff.
Anyways.
But anyway.
I think for me, the final nail in the coffin was when they have the dinner party.
That was beginning of season 4, season 4.
Michael and Jan's house and all this wacky shit. Like, oh, we left our camera out. Oh.
Yeah.
And Dwight is inspecting the house for structural integrity faults or whatever. It's fucking stupid.
It's funny. Mariel, specifically, that was when she told me. She's like, yeah, I realized what you were talking about when it got to the dinner party episode.
Yeah, it was the
I was
worst.
Like, really? She's like, that was a Looney Tunes
That's
cartoon.
The Jump the Shark episode.
That was a Roadrunner and fucking Coyote. I mean, it seriously is like one like goofy gag over another. You know, when that show was really so dry before. I mean, there was some wacky stuff even in season 3, but it was still a good show. Yeah. Grounded.
I heard that actor's new show, Ozarks, is supposed to be really good.
Which actor?
Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman's?
He's in Arrested Development.
Oh, God. That's what I was just thinking. I'm sorry.
You're down in the infinite chasm.
I am. I'm down there.
So that'll get you. Anyway, well, we're reaching that time. I wanted to throw a couple things out there. First of all, just a couple things we got on our horizon. First of all, I don't think we've even talked about this on here. In the more distant future, I want to let everyone know, we are coming to, because it's actually not that far
it's
away.
Not, no.
We're coming to TioCon in Arizona. Yeah. We went this year. We didn't know what to expect. We'd never been there.
Time.
They invited us. It's like, okay, what is this? We had seen the goofy commercial on YouTube.
Hi.
So it was like, haha, okay, what is this? It was a great, great time. It was an awesome event. We're coming back. So early January, I forget the exact dates.
I think it's January 5th through the 8th.
Yeah.
5th or 6th through the 8th.
It's that weekend.
Yes. So anyway, in Arizona. So look for more info on that, but we will be there. We're also confirmed for, we'll have more info later, but we're confirmed for PAX South in Texas. We will have a booth there. So look for more info soon.
We will be observing Texas Titty Rolls at PAX South.
Good.
Oh, is that? Okay.
So cover them up.
Yep.
Okay, good. Anyway, so just stay tuned for more info
There's
on
a
that.
Lot.
In the more immediate future, I just wanted to say, over the next couple weeks, we got some stuff going on. Next week, we're going to do 1 week from now. What is the date today?
Well, let's move backwards.
Okay.
We have the Christmas cast coming up.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to hype that up because it's our biggest show of the year.
Ladies and gentlemen, December 17th, that's a Sunday, Christmas cast 2017 is
right
happening.
Right here.
Confirmed.
Last year, there was piss drinking and dead animal eating. It was.
It's kind of always dead animal eating, even at Taco
but
Bell.
More raw than.
No, this was like a rotting carcass,
like bugs,
not cooked, just kind of festering in its own juices, rotting. Smells like a dead body.
It wasn't that bad.
Pungent.
It was bad. It was literally.
You cleared
and
the fucking
people
room.
Overuse the word literally. It was literally the most disgusting moment of my entire life.
Mine too. Mine too.
It was.
You loved it.
It was.
Fucking Eric was loving it.
Low point in my life. I went home and had serious existential questions I needed to ask about.
Yeah, you're smiling too hard. You didn't know how to stop.
Who I was and what was going on in my life.
Yeah.
We're going to shake
Not
it
me.
Up. Yeah, I know. You drink piss. We're going to shake it up a little bit this year. It's not going to be as disgusting.
No.
But
that's not our goal this year.
It's going to be better.
We need to find our roots again.
It's going to be better.
We're going to go back to basics.
It's going to be, we have a plan. But, it's going to be highly entertaining.
Yes.
Things going to crescendo at the end of the night into something that I'm so excited to see.
And there's going to be more participants this year than you've ever seen before.
Wow.
Yes. It's going to be, I think it will be the most thrilling. I'll say that.
We'll see. What? I'm just saying I'm gonna bring some Sistrum. Is that what it's called? What was that called?
Sistrum.
I'm gonna bring some and fuck the whole thing up. So
if you bring that into this fucking
sabotage this whole thing.
This is gonna be his last year.
That's not on the menu.
Why would you sabotage us? Why are you pulling out your phone?
Because it was me, the Waspinator, the whole time.
Fuck this.
Man, that's what it's like. Don't do stupid shit.
What is that?
Man, the Waspinator.
You're pulling out your phone, all passive aggressive.
Wow.
Being passive aggressive, doing dumb shit.
Making fun of me, making fun of the event we're trying to do.
Yeah.
Whole thing disrespectful.
Disrespect.
Yeah. What's with the passive aggressiveness?
I'm sorry, it's just me.
Are you...
What's that guy's name? What's the rat one? Rat-a-tat?
Rat-a-tat.
Rat-a-tat!
Can I just say that we're way over and you're wasting time?
Yeah.
Good night.
That felt good. That felt really good.
Right?
Wow.
We're trying to get to the end of this.
Sorry, wasting time. Anyway, Christmas cast, December 17th, 2017, will be live. Don't miss it. Anyway.
Yep.
And then next week.
Yes, next week, December 10th, we're doing something too. We're going to do a little extended stream that day. We're going to be letting people know about what we got going on with. Some people have noticed on our Patreon, patreon.com/mega64, we had like some new goals and stuff that we set. We kind of did that a little while ago. Not much fanfare. We just told everybody about it and put it up. Well, we're going to do a little extended stream to kind of show what we're going for with these new goals, give you some progress updates on kind of what we got going on.
You've heard of the Super Moon. You've heard of the Mega Moon. Well, this is like the Super Podcast.
Yeah.
The Mega 64 Podcast.
We're just going to have a little extended stream, have some fun, and let you guys know some updates on that stuff. And then, so that's next week. Christmas cast the next week. Then the next week, that's Christmas Eve. I'll be at church. Don't call me.
When does next week's podcast start? We'll keep you updated.
Yeah, stay tuned for info.
It's going to be a super long podcast. It's going to go all day. Well, check in with us throughout the week for more info.
We've done stuff similar.
Fuck it, 24 hours.
Whoa. It's like MLK.
More like 4 hours. Let's just do 4 hours.
Okay.
I say six.
Okay.
We're going to figure it out.
The arguments continue. Email your favorite theories. Does Rocco hate Derek? Email at podcast@mega64.com.
Yeah, he does.
Email your favorite theory on what
does Sean hate all of us?
What if Trump liked to fuck?
What if he does?
Did I just get political on you guys?
Whoa. Oh, Waspinator hates politics.
Is that why it was bad last week?
I got political.
Good night.
Trump likes to